This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Delhi BJP Legislative Party meeting will be held in New Delhi today. All the newly elected BJP MLAs and the party's senior leaders will participate in the deliberations. According to the party sources, the name of Delhi's next chief minister is likely to be finalized during the meeting. The swearing-in ceremony for the next chief minister is expected to be held tomorrow at the Ram Leela Maidan in the national capital. The BJP had won 48 out of 70 seats in the Delhi Assembly elections. India and Qatar has agreed to elevate their bilateral relations to a strategic partnership. An agreement in this regard was signed between the two countries following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, in New Delhi. Briefing the media in the national capital last evening, Secretary for Consular, Passport, Visa and Overseas Indian Affairs in the External Affairs Ministry, Arun Kumar Chatterjee, said the talks between Prime Minister Modi and the Emir of Qatar focused on strengthening trade, energy, investments, innovation, technology, food security, culture and people-to-people ties. During the talks, both leaders also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Mr. Chatterjee said two agreements and five MOUs were signed during the state visit of the Emir of Qatar. He said the first agreement is on the establishment of a bilateral strategic partnership. A revised double taxation avoidance agreement was also signed between the two countries. The secretary said the two countries have also agreed to double their trade to $28 billion annually in the next 5 years.
Both sides have today agreed to elevate the relationship to a strategic partnership, and India and Qatar have signed an agreement in this regard. Trade, investment and energy were among the major topics of discussion between the two leaders today. The trade today between India and Qatar is about US$14 billion annually. Both sides have agreed to set a target to double this in the next 5 years. Qatar is also an important partner for investments in India.
President Draupadi Murmu has stated that India's relations with Qatar are steeped in history spanning centuries and that Qatar has been an integral part of West Asia's commercial and cultural linkages with India. Welcoming the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening, the president emphasized that the multifaceted engagement and cooperation between the countries are marked by a deep sense of comfort and time-tested goodwill. Former UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, along with his family, met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi shared that they had a wonderful conversation on many topics. The Prime Minister also stated that Mr. Sunak is a great friend of India and is passionate about further strengthening India-UK ties. The budget session of the Mizoram Assembly will begin today with the customary address by Governor-General retired Vijay Kumar Singh. Four government bills, including the State University Bill, have been received and approved by Speaker Lalbek Zama for the session. Additionally, three other government bills are awaiting the Speaker's approval. US and Russia decided to appoint teams to negotiate an end to war in Ukraine during high-level talks held in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. The talks marked the first discussions between the two countries aimed at paving the way for a potential peace deal to end the Ukraine war. However, Ukraine and European leaders were not part of the talks. Talking to media after the talks, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the two countries will appoint a high-level team to help negotiate and work towards the end of the conflict in Ukraine. The 9th edition of the ICC Champions Trophy is set to kick off this afternoon with defending champions Pakistan taking on New Zealand in their opening match in Karachi. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 PM IST. Rohit Sharma-led Indian team will begin their campaign against Bangladesh at the Dubai International Stadium tomorrow. The tournament, featuring the 8 top-ranked one-day international teams, will be held across Pakistan and the UAE. The final will be played on the 9th of next month. Group A have New Zealand, India, Bangladesh and host Pakistan. And in the Women's Premier League, Mumbai Indians defeated Gujarat Giants for 5 wickets in Vadodara last night. Batting first, Gujarat Giants posted 120 runs, losing all 10 wickets in 20 overs with the help of Harleen Deol's 32 runs. For Mumbai, Hayley Matthews was the top wicket taker, claiming 3 wickets. And